Welcome to the March 17, 2021 Planning Board Public Hearing. This hearing will come to order. The Lyman Planning Board is holding this, oops, I got the wrong one, the public hearing.
Oh, I didn't give you another one. Sorry. You're gonna wing it.
I will. Welcome to the March 17, 2021 Planning Board Meeting. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding and most boards specifically vote to an executive session. You have the right to hear everything that's being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to an executive session, the reasons for same shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you're having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being tape recorded. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works for a prepared agenda. We'll be considering tonight's items in the following order. So we were considering definitions to docks and the commercial design standards, any new business, review and approve minutes, and open issues.
Do you want to talk about whether we want to take the illustrations out first?
I'll go first. I am for illustrations. It gives a clean image of what is and isn't acceptable. Without illustrations, things can be twisted and stretched. And since we don't have anything, this is acceptable, this is not acceptable.
But one of those things we're listing as not acceptable is acceptable to DEP, and we stated in the very beginning that it was not our intention to change the way we regulate docks.
Okay.
And I think we should stick with that.
And the illustration up. Just put it in the acceptable spot. But otherwise, that one dock becomes a U dock, becomes a finger dock, and that single dock now has two little side wings. So it's an F dock with a T on the side.
Well, so, I think the input that we received during the public hearing just a little while ago, with respect to the T that provides stability for that particular type, and the input with respect to canopies that already exist as well, which is essentially the U-shaped illustration there, I'd be in favor of deleting the illustrations, because I think they'll cause more
But we gotta make them so they're permitted, though.
Again?
We have to make them so they're permitted.
Illustrations, but permitted
right.
shapes
right.
and not, because
well,
of the way it states
right
here,
now
they're not
prohibited.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we only got a few of the U-shaped docks. So if we accepted the ordinance, they would be grandfathered. We'd just be prohibiting the installation of new docks of the U-shaped variety.
I think the important thing, too, is that for a T-dock, what it says is you would only have that T large enough to facilitate stability,
yes.
and only that. So I don't know if you need to, it says it up in there, but the only issue that I have with the illustrations is it kind of shows sections, which can be misinterpreted. If you just showed a T with no lines and what makes a section or not, maybe that's, mm-hmm.
I think you're right on that, too. Because
right.
they'll look at it and say, well, that's three sections wide
right.
on the T. Mm-hmm.
Right, somebody will say, well, I'm allowed six sections. No, really you just allowed a T, but only is enough to provide stability for the single dock that's allowed, or double if you have double lock.
And the other thing to consider, I don't remember his name, when I asked him about the width,
Mr. Grenier,
when a lot of times when I was speccing out docks, the initial approach was 4 feet.
Yes.
And that was on piers. After that, it switched to 6-foot floats cross-chained, which prevents all that swaying.
Right.
If you're going up 40, 50 feet with 4-foot aluminum dock on aluminum or galvanized poles, you're asking for instability to begin with. I don't know if we can regulate that, Patty. I don't know if that's anywhere in the ordinance that... I want a lot of docks. Almost all of them are 6 feet wide. As soon as you hit the water and they're on floats or on piers, and if they are teed, It is, again, a 6-foot cross-chained float.
But isn't that kind of speaking towards, you know, I hate to use the term, no pun intended, getting in the weeds of the dock design? Because that has a lot to do with the stability, right? Cross-chain is a good example of that.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, as I've mentioned, I have priced it. When I was with Hancock Lumber, I designed and sold hundreds of docks in the years I was there. And I had a whole design program. And that was the thing, is 4-foot approach, 6-foot on the water. I mean, yes, you can get Great Northern Docks, good company, on the piers with pads and all that. They will usually try to talk them into going 6 feet as soon as possible for that stability.
So then from an ordinance perspective, where you would try to avoid, you know, detailing the type of dock or the design of the dock that you would put in, but you would, you would probably answer this. In the dock design, the stability of any given design has something to do with dimensions, right?
Yes.
So again, if you look at the T dock, you can show a representative of a T, but you're speculating up here, or you're specifying rather up here, that says it's a T dock, but the actual dimensions would be commensurate to provide the stability needed for that design of dock.
Yeah, minimum required to maintain stability.
Exactly. Okay. So if you had a 6-foot section on the water, you know, then you might not require as much of a T, you know, in that design versus if you had a 4-foot section, which is very unstable, and you're going to have,
you don't need a 30-foot T to stabilize.
Exactly, right. But if that's what it took,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's kind of why I think less is more in some cases, and that we take things on individual circumstance of the property, the lot, the water.
Right. And again, these are great pictures, but if you take out the section, so it's not interpreted as, well, I can have 3 sections, and if it's just a straight basic design with the nomenclature up above of, you know, dimensions being as minimum as necessary to provide stability, that's probably a better approach.
I think we take them out.
Take out the illustrations?
My comment would be if the owner of the dock buys a 4-foot wide dock, it puts it out 30 feet, and it's unstable, well, then my assumption would be that the owner will do something about that or fall in the water. So, you know, I don't think the ordinance should necessarily go into width. I think, Patty, you said the max width is 6 feet. But that's already in.
It's already there.
Yeah, okay, so.
But we should allow, if people need a T at the end, we should allow it.
Right, but the maximum width at the T
would be six feet. Yeah.
And then they can either have 6 feet going to, you know, going the ramp going up or less. Right?
Yeah.
But 6 feet width would be the maximum.
And that's already in the ordinance.
That's already in there.
I just think our goal was to add information, not to add any more restriction. Mm-hmm. And this can be seen as changing the way we regulate docks from all the phone calls I got all week.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was never our intent.
So the easiest or the simplest way would be to remove the illustrations and then stop the wording right after the words water body and leave it at that.
I agree with you on that. No.
That would at least provide a definition. We also have that underlying portion. The term dock does not include a swim float or ramp, which is a clarification. So this would be helpful, but it still leaves a lot of discretion to the buyer. And obviously, if the person wants to be, let's say, what's the right word? Maybe not. If a person wants to cut corners and end up with an unstable dock, that's really not the town's fault. I mean, that's the buyer's fault, and I presume that, you know, you got to let people do what they want to do. You can't tell them they can't do what they want to do in some cases, at least.
Well, we're not even attempting to.
Yeah, we're not in the life safety on that part of it, I don't think. I think if we just took the illustrations out and into the ordinance change with the words water body, that would be an acceptable, probably better than what we have now, which of course is nothing. So that'd be my comment.
Cecile?
So you're going to take the illustrations out completely?
Yep, that's what I think we should do too.
All right.
If they're not
stop
helpful,
right after the words water body.
So on the U-dock shape, when there would be no, how would you implement the 6-foot width restriction on that?
Well, Well, I don't know. I'd have to consider that when someone comes in for a permit for a U-shaped dock.
Well,
I would ask them why this isn't multiple docks.
Right.
I mean, the burden of proof is going to be on them.
On them, right,
they're going to have to convince me that that's a requirement required of their property before I would issue a permit for a new U-shaped dock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is this not two docks?
Yeah. So I've seen one of these down on Estes Lake. If you come across Goodwin's Mills Bridge, there's one over there. They got a boat lift on it. And it looks like the dock, the U-part's 3 feet wide on each side.
Right.
Because it doesn't go out very far because it gets deep fast there. But
yep.
Yeah.
So a boat lift is a dock, and a boat lift, I believe, has to be U-shaped. You wouldn't have a boat lift that's not U-shaped.
Unless you could walk around. Right.
So
right.
So yeah. That has to be a valid
right.
shape.
Yeah.
But if they're going to go that far, they're going to make it real solid anyway.
Yeah,
right.
The right.
Bulk,
yeah,
the
that's going to be very sturdy. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I guess you could question whether they want to make a U shape that's the width of two boats or three boats, and now that would be an issue.
Right.
That you would discuss with them and find out what their intent is.
Now, okay. Would this allow a double F dock?
Double F.
We got
you
the
would
key.
Have,
come
I
in,
would say
come
the
in
same
from the key,
thing.
Bump another 6 to 8 feet, and put another dock.
We didn't prohibit a double F dock in our illustrations. So I would say if you came in with an application for a double F dock, I would ask you the same thing I just said. Why is this not more than one dock? And tell me why you need this, and then I'll consider it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, because it's 1 point fixed to the land, therefore it's a single dock.
No.
Well, we can't, I mean, I don't think we're gonna, we can always come up with more hypotheticals. So
right.
Right.
But I wanna see if these people have any questions about this.
Know, maybe.
Any input from you people?
Well, we've had a dock going on 18 years now, but we were the only ones to use it for like 10 years. Now there's people moving in and multiple people use the right-of-way now.
Oh,
so it's on a right-of-way.
Yeah, and yeah. When we bought the property years back.
Yeah, there's been a dock there for 40 or 50 years.
Yeah, we've even proved it, everything like that. And now we're not understanding why in this paper here it's telling us you cannot put a dock on the right-of-way, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is it a new rule?
It's not a new rule, though. It's just something people don't know.
But when we bought the property,
we just had to prove that it had already been there for over
right.
10 years.
And
right.
The property
so then it's, right, and then it's...
So are we still grandfathered in?
Yes.
Since it's been there, it'll be 18 years this year.
Yeah, because we proved that. And the old,
so
the person
well, just because we get a letter every year to take it out.
Yeah, it's just
I know.
Ridiculous.
Which I like you wait till I'm going to take it out in a week or two anyways. I appreciate that.
But it's heartbreaking every year because it's very, very stressful.
Who gets who sends you the letter? Oh, Patty.
What do you think?
We never know who has said anything to you, which is not fair to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fact of is, if you've got, I'm a big proponent of it, that if you got something to say, just knock at the door.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't understand the whole concept of always going to you.
The way
it's
ours is,
yeah.
With people using it with snowmobiles, it's eroding, and there's
that's
a big
terrible.
Drop off now.
Yeah.
So we put, if nothing's really attached, we set up stairs so you can get down, because we used to have a neighbor who died of cancer, but he couldn't even use it. And that's the reason we put the stairs and stuff in.
And the stairs are only that wide.
Yeah, they're just, nothing's attached to the land, it's just sitting on it. So you can get down to it. But
so
I don't know if it's because we do have like a little base there. Like, I don't know, it's like, it's not really a T, but it's close to it.
Right. So why is the reason that we get this letter? Please, can you please, you know what I mean, now that we're here?
Yep. So the first year, I think I just discovered it on my own and didn't know. I guess I didn't know, and I'm not having a recollection that it's been there for however many years you just said.
Yeah,
it's
2003.
And that when we bought the property, there was no, I hate to say this, the neighbors were all in favor. Because this was, we bought off Mr. Cox, which we bought the back lot. So everybody got along, everything like this, and now we got new people on the sides. They're great, don't get me wrong. But it's just like, it seems like the letter just comes, and it's like, why do they come?
This year there was a complaint.
Due to, you know, I wish that in the letter it would have said, could you do this, or this person said this, or, because it's our, I believe as a homeowner, any one of us, we deserve the right to know who's got the complaint. So we could, it's not to be mean or anything like that, it's just to say, how can we fix this?
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's just being
community. And so come in and talk to me during office time.
Okay.
I'm never going to write a letter that says, Joe Smith from 27 Shore Road complained about your, because I'm not in the business of, if you ask me and I've written it down and they've sent me in a complaint, it's public information. But I'm not going to automatically just say that, because it's just going to start a little.
May I ask, so it can be 6 feet wide, is that?
Because ours, you've seen ours.
Yeah.
But we designed, the person that designed it, when we decided to do the docking system, we had the same guy that's been building the docks on the pond all along. And he designed it to go, because there is absolutely so much erosion where we are. Nobody's ever helped to fix it. I don't know if the association does or not. But there's so much erosion, that's why we did the dock to fit the land. So, is that an issue, or? I hate to ask, because I don't want to know, really.
that's more of an issue, because it's like a deck at the shore and then a dock. But
that was so we could set the dock off to the side and leave an open area instead of putting it in the
right
middle.
Right in the middle, yep.
Which is how it used to be until people started using it, and it's like, well, we set it off to the side, and that's kind of why we built something to follow the one, because it's a big U shape there.
And we've never stopped anyone. You know what I mean? We've put 5,000 in just the decking system, and we've never stopped anyone. We've never said you can't go. It's not, you know, I mean, we did it because
we put cigarettes out, and throw beer bottles in there.
Oh, boy.
But we've never said anything, because it's. When we moved, we did it because we liked our neighbors. Everybody was nice, and we just...
You're trying to keep it safe, and, you know.
Yeah.
And the only other question I had was a boat, because it used to be, as long as it was more like 10 feet offshore, that was fine.
Mooring?
Yeah, because we don't, like, attach it to the dock or anything. We, like, moor it off to the side, like, 10 feet out.
Do you just moor it with a, like, an anchor type thing?
Yeah, there's concrete.
Yeah, we don't regulate moorings.
And how far does it have to be on? Is it still 10 feet off land? Or?
We don't even.
All right.
It's not in discussion.
And we don't regulate.
Because I know that was one of their neighbor's complaints, because it's out. And it was a small, because my son would tie it to the dock every once in a while. It's too lazy to just walk out to it.
We don't, to regulate moorings and swim floats, we'd need a harbor master. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody that's pretty much all they did.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to, that's one of the things.
No, we don't want to offend anyone. We just want to be so everyone can go down.
So as long as we're like 6 feet, and that's still fine.
Yeah. So we have to redesign the thing.
We just pick off one section.
You'll be a grandfather, I think.
Yeah. If you can get me, and you may have in the beginning.
Yeah, we sent. Yeah. Let's get us signatures from.
Yeah. Let me.
All the people that were there 18 years ago are gone now. There's only two or three left.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've done what you've asked us all the time. So.
Yeah. So let me go over that again.
Okay. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate it very much.
Well, will this wording here, if we take out those illustrations, which we are going to do, is that going to give you any issues the way the wording is without the illustration?
For us, it won't matter.
Okay.
It'll come to having a discussion with Patty and finding out
I just want to know if that, so if the wording is, the new wording that we're putting in there does not, well, without the illustrations, doesn't affect you. Is that what I'm hearing?
No.
Okay, so then that's my issue with you.
Could still put it in, because I know there was issues with the other right of way written.
Well, that was a brand new.
Somebody new trying to put stuff
in. Yeah. Putting a new dock, you need a permit, but if you've had a dock forever.
Yeah.
Then you don't.
Okay.
Right. Okay. That was our whole issue. We just want to make sure we can still put our dock in.
Okay, so does the board have any more discussion on the docks? Paul, anything?
No, I mean, originally we put the illustrations out, figuring it would help Patty and the people, and I think it's become
more of a problem.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So,
probably a good thing to get rid of it.
I just have a question about the suggestion that Don made. Are you suggesting that the wording should be, dock means a single platform used for access to a body of water, period? And then just what's...
No, I didn't make it clear. I said, after the words, on the water body.
Got it, okay. In other words,
yeah, just after the second paragraph,
okay.
Take out where it starts, this is an illustration, take all that out.
Okay.
And just keep the upper two paragraphs.
Okay.
Because I think they're helpful.
But the other question I have is, don't mean to get into the weeds here. Dock means a single platform. Now, can that be misconstrued as, you know, one section of, should the word single be in there? And then to secure, protect, and provide access to a boat, singular. We're okay with that too?
Well, I think the word single to me implies you don't have two fingers going out
right.
from the shore. Maybe there's a better word than platform, but.
So this came out of the state law.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, which does not have single in it.
Right.
Does not have single in it.
It's the law.
So I think Joe's right. It says a dock means a platform used for access. Dock means a platform used for access to a water body or to secure, protect, and provide access to a boat or ship. The platform may extend from a shore over the water body or maybe a floating platform attached to a mooring. So, yeah, I think we should take the word single out.
Should we take the word single out?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Thanks.
The word single. Okay. Leaving the rest of it. Okay. We're over here.
Boom.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Tag.
Okay. I'll make it. Are you all satisfied?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you for listening.
And we didn't include ship in this because we didn't want anything big on there.
Probably be a little hard to get the ship there, but you never know.
It is that way.
I'll make a motion that we modify this wording to have it read starting add definition to section 17 and the first line take out the words single, so it'll read dock means a platform, and then at the end of the second paragraph where it says the construction of a dock on the water body, remove the remaining illustrations and leave it as stated.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Okay, done.
No one has to do that now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your input.
Which I think
we've already voted to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Put it on the channel.
Yeah.
What about commercial design standards?
Okay, do we have discussion on commercial design standards? Any questions, comments?
Yes, Kathy Griffin brought up a very good point that I completely didn't even think about, was the self-storage units. By industry standards, those are homogeneous, long, gentle slope buildings.
Yeah, but that's the product, not the facade of the establishment. So to me, you could put that commercial design rule on the office or the whatever, where you go to do your transactions or whatever, but the actual storage units, to me, that's the product. And I mean, why would we want to make, that doesn't make sense to have those.
It doesn't make sense.
A loophole someone could take advantage of.
Right.
What do you mean? A loophole? I don't understand.
Long line of storage units that are rented out for office space.
No, they wouldn't be used as office space. Storage
That's different.
Units as storage units.
Right.
I mean, we would make them come back for office space.
Office space is a whole different use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, Kelly. No. Yeah, if they're being used as office space, that's a different story. But if they're actually storage units, they can be homogenous. They should be.
I mean, I've built them.
Mm.
There. It's just something I'm raised a red flag, and there's a possible loophole there. So you can take advantage of it.
I think storage unit is storage unit, and offices are offices.
Right.
If anybody would have a hard time convincing us otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Or like a strip, like a small strip mall where you have like a grocery store is one and a barbershop is another or whatever, and if you had a bunch, I think that would be different. Those are different businesses.
Right. It's still commercial. That's all I'm saying. It's still commercial.
And such a proposal would come before us, whoever succeeds us for review. And I think the board would see it as what it is, storage units, and that would be its purpose.
Do we need to put an exemption in there, or?
No.
No, I don't think so.
It's still better than what we have now.
It is. I agree. But according to this, someone comes in, if this is approved, someone comes in for commercial building, mm-hmm. and there happen to be storage units, mm-hmm. the letter, every 50 feet, they got to change the facade.
But if you're going to build 10 storage unit buildings, those are, like Cecile says, your product, you're not going to want to change the facade. You're going to go up and put 10 of the same, and you can make the office different.
That's so we always have the right to waiver.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's written right into the ordinance, so we...
Yeah, as deemed practicable by the planning
right.
board, so... As long as that's in there.
Yeah, I think this is okay as written. I mean...
I think so.
There may be some
I like it, don't get me wrong, I'm just...
There may be some other possibilities, but the planning board does have discretion in the sense of interpretation, I would think, and...
Would that be... Because you're talking, like, I think what you're talking about, Cecile, is if you have cookie cutter storage units that aren't more than 50 feet wide, I could interpret that to say, well, I don't have continuous 50 feet of any building, so I don't have to keep changing every single storage unit facade to look different. If I had a 100 feet wide storage unit, different story, you know, I have to make the facade of that look unique according to the ordinance, correct? So can you interpret that 50 feet as 50 feet of continuous facade?
But I think in the case of storage units, we could waive that because it's not practical to do that.
Well, I'm saying most storage units probably, well, I guess it depends on what's considered the facade.
Right.
You know, yeah. What side's the road on, the length or the width?
Right.
Because most of them are like, what, 10 feet wide, 20 feet wide?
Right.
I don't know.
You know? Well, I mean, the ones that we normally see around here.
And I liken it to like a motel.
And no matter how many rules you write, there's always going to be a loophole somewhere.
Yeah, right.
And as far as the storage units, I mean,
well,
that's not...
It's a storage unit.
It's not a big business in this town.
Right. Now, Patty drives by and she sees, you know, active business going on in there, you know, even though it's got a roll down door, well, that's different. You know?
Right. Yeah, you're not buying and selling
then
stuff.
It's not a
those
storage
things,
unit,
supposedly.
Right.
It, the consumer rents it, so it's the product.
Right.
It's like having a motel. Right? All the motel rooms are all the same. And the people, the consumers use that.
Stipulations in their contract is on that you can't use.
That'd be a new name for a storage unit, Jump Motel.
You can convert your storage units to hotel rooms.
Well, there was one question I'll tell you about later that I had to raise my
eyebrows.
So, any more discussion on this?
I just wanted to raise that.
Well, yeah, no, good point.
Mind, I'll make a motion that we accept the commercial design standards as written.
Okay.
Send to the selectmen. To send up for vote, town vote.
Set up town vote.
All right, I'll second that.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good job. Finally.
Okay, good enough. All right.
And we have the March 3rd minutes. Everybody get to read them?
Yep.
Yeah.
No edits done?
I don't think, I'm sure I read, no. Yeah, sure. I don't have any opinion. I hope I read them. I think I read them. I don't know. It's hard to remember.
I'll make a motion to accept the March 3rd minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, approved date 3/17. I guess you missed that meeting.
I did. New business?
Yeah. I was going to point out that I got a note here that from a real estate agent that there was an 80-acre lot that was sold off of South Waterboro Road. So I'm wondering if there's, you know, sounds like a possibility of a subdivision. Just a thought. Anyhow, so, 2 cents.
Don't ruin the surprise.
Well, I guess we'll make the agenda for the next meeting. Do we have anything we need to work on?
No, we do have an application for use at Funky Mo, which I will put on the agenda.
Yep, and anything else that comes in, you can?
Yep. We have a expansion of a business on 111 that probably will be in at the next meeting.
Yep.
No, okay, good. All right.
Well, nothing else, I'll make a motion that we close the meeting.
Second.
It's almost 6:30, Don. You had a second?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right, Don?